When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Yep. Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Chris, Dion, Chris Bangalang, Ding-a-Lang, and Dion, the Ethiopian. I'm black, I'm skinny, I'm invisible. How y'all doing?
Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, very well.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
Oh, yeah, we know Trump making shit.
Yeah, he's got so many trials going on that you can't even follow all of them. This one's for bank fraud.
Well, Trump is a rapper.
He kind of is. You're right. He's using the same attorneys as some of them. The Atlanta attorney just got somebody off. Right.
I'm the best president that's retired.
Ooh, I mean, the man just told us that they done dried out all the dams.
What?
Reservoirs. What did he say was dried out, Garrett? Trump said, "Wasn't no more water."
Nigga,
somewhere.
He said windmills was killing dolphins.
Oh, it was whales. It was whales. Yeah. Let's see if I can find that audio.
Like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
It's because he's not on Twitter. It's way undercovered, but yeah, this campaign. But
I do not remember that part of Free Willy when they was jumping in the fucking windmill.
Here we go.
But you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than hitting a whale with your boat. There has only been, listen to this, one such whale killed off the coast of South Carolina in the last 50 years. But on the other hand, their windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before. Nobody does anything about that. They're washing up on shore. I saw it this weekend. Three of them came up. You wouldn't see it once a year. Now they're coming up on a weekly basis. The windmills are driving them crazy. They're driving the whales, I think, a little batty.
The whales.
Oh, well, let me ask you something. So do our beloved president think the windmills are going too fast and they swing in the water out to sea?
That's as good of a guess as any.
Turn the fan down, motherfucker. The whale. You can see the whale's eyes. You're throwing away his water.
Maybe they're not greased right, and they keep going. And it's a whale mating call.
No, so I got to tell y'all what happened. So last night I'm laying in the bed, right? And about 12:30, I wake up, and my phone rings, and it's Nakia. I said, what's wrong with you, son? You know, a black man out that time of night, you concerned.
Right.
So he said, the police got me pulled. I said, for what? She said speed, and he said, but she's a little rowdy. So I said, well, just put me on the phone. I said, she's a white lady, she done pulled up a big nigga. And you know, I'd be a little scared to you. So I said, Nakia, ma'am? I said, she said he don't have any insurance on the car, so I'll probably have to impound the car. I said, ma'am, I have 10 cars. All of them is fully insured. I can guarantee you that. So, you know, I said, we owe. Let us find our policy. I don't know why it's not on the tag. So I said, ma'am, what did you pull him over for? He said, she was weaving. He was weaving. I said, in and out of lane. I said, man, I guarantee you he wasn't drunk. He don't drink. I said, he was eating. She said, how you know he got nuggets in his lap right now?
Driving while nuggeting?
Niggas nuggeting. Got a nigga nugget ticket.
He got a DWN.
So she started laughing. I said, Nakia, why the fuck are you out at 12 o'clock? I was just picking up some nuggets. The nigga didn't even have no shoes. He was just...
I'm not going to be mad at him because I've done the same thing. Who amongst us hasn't worn sandals to McDonald's?
I didn't say sandals. I said no shoes. No shoes at all.
It's 11 p.m. You want some fruit roll-ups? Walmart is close.
I'm saying, I said, Nakia, it is too dangerous for you to be out there eating that bullshit that time of night. So, you know, this weekend I went to Raleigh in Baltimore. So every fucking gas station, Nakia wants to eat dinner. So...
How many dinners did he have?
Two. I mean, out of shitty gas station where it looked like they made meth at. If they got a hot dog grill, he licking the grill. So,
what's those little Spanish dishes where they have little you basically eat appetizers for dinner? That's his life, is he just grazes gas stations.
So we pull up at a QT. Oh, he lost his motherfucking mind. It was like, you know, QT like marathon up there in Indiana. Oh, he lost his mind. Baby, it was clean. I come out the bathroom from pissing. He over there done stuffed him two hot dogs with lettuce, tomatoes, and onion, whatever the fuck he had on inside a little hot dog packet. I said, what are you doing? Huh? In the middle of the gas, I said, pack them goddamn hot dogs back. I said, ma'am, don't sell him shit. He got heart disease and cholesterol. Get your fat ass away from that hot dog stand. He said, like, are you serious? I said, I'm fucking serious. You buy that hot dog, I'm going to leave you down here. And I'm not playing.
Is he doing it to be funny now?
No. He is addicted to hot dogs. I said, you have eaten so many hot dogs, your motherfucker, you got raccoon eyes.
Nigga, he's about to have an intervention for gas station. And the problem is, I still love you. Nakia, you gonna be eating a hot dog?
I said, Nakia, you really has an addiction to gas station food. I said, we need to look into this shit because this shit is serious.
What's disturbing is how many people in the group are eating gas station food now and tagging the group. I think Mimi's on 3 pieces of pizza a day, at least.
Nakia love. I mean, he'd be up there special ordering shit like it's a real restaurant.
He special orders.
He orders off the secret gas station menu.
Let me get the monster.
I said, you got to stop, son. You're going to have to stop this bullshit. Yeah. I said, this don't make any sense that you eating like this.
Oh, it makes sense.
So, y'all know I had surgery.
Yeah, how did it go?
The first day, it whooped my ass because what happened was, you know, by me playing back and forth, you know, with the bullshit, the gallstones got bigger. So where they supposed to punch 4 holes in my stomach, they cut 4 big-ass holes in my stomach.
Oh, no.
Because when they got ready to pull them out, well, at least 2 on the side, the gallstone was too big to come out. And so I remember talking about the Falcons as I went under because they was all Falcon fans and they was all the UGA fans. And I woke up from that surgery and all I wanted was chili dogs. I ate chili dogs
for 2 days. The gallstones are going to come back.
Nakia stands no chance.
No, it's in his genes.
I don't say, why the fuck am I craving chili dog? I don't even fucking eat no damn chili dog. I went to the store. I made him. I had to make him. I was like, what the fuck did they do to me? But I was in a lot of pain. I was very constipated. Because I was on the good drugs, and the good drugs had my back hurt. Like, I don't know. But they say it was, like, normal when you're constipated. And like, I slept in a chair for 3 days in my recliner. So it was a little rough, but by that Wednesday, I was up and at it.
I kept checking in because I was like, how's she feeling? And Nikia, I was worried the first day because the day you had the surgery, I texted Nikia and then Jasmine texted me. It's like, have you heard anything? I was like, no. Then Nikia got his grease fingers and actually told us you were doing fine. Then by Wednesday, Jasmine said you were bossing people around and I knew you were going to be fine.
Oh. Yeah, it wasn't easy the first 2 days, but like I couldn't cough. It hurt so bad. Like I still, like right here up under my stomach, like I can't wear a bra with a wire in it because I'm fat and my stomach stick up with my titties. But they blew my stomach up so big with air to get to the organs. So I came out, I looked like I was so pregnant. I was
really?
I'm already looking like I'm pregnant. My son was so, I had gas. I had to take gas. I mean, as I farted, I could feel the air trying to escape out my skin.
I can't imagine. I've heard your farts regular. I can't imagine Stay Puffed.
So, but the surgery was great.
Do you feel better or different?
Yeah, I don't feel that sticking. Because when you have gallstone, you feel like somebody's sticking you in your stomach. There's like little pin sticks here. Because as you move around, the gallstone in that bag, I guess, shakes up. And wherever they hit, nigga, that shit. I was like, damn, that hurt. It could just like a sharp pinch. But I felt a lot better. I'm glad I got it over. You know, I'm just glad that this shit is over.
What kind of follow-up do you have to do? Or are you good to just fuck eat I'm chili dogs again?
No, I ain't going to eat no chili dog. But, what do I have to do for follow-ups? Oh, I go to my follow-up tomorrow.
Do you have... Sure. Can they come back?
No, I ain't got nothing for them sitting. They're going to sit in my pussy next time, Chris.
Pussy stone? So they took the gallbladder out.
Yeah, some old gallbladder.
She's going to have gallstones on her shark tubes.
Yeah, so they took it all out. But, you know, I'm just glad it's over. I didn't dry. Oh, this is what happens when you wake up at 12 o'clock at night to make sure your son don't get fucking shot by the police. They could not go back to sleep.
Fucking chicken nuggets.
On top of that, we got an Amber Alert. I said, well, ma'am, I can't help look for your child because somebody, my child out here is in fucking stride, destroy or death for chicken nuggets.
What restaurant? McDonald's?
Wendy's.
Oh, come on. Not even McDonald's. Those are way better than Wendy's.
I don't
you got the 4 for $4.
Our Wendy's don't even stay open that late.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I got the fuck out of there. And you know, Nikia didn't gain that kind of weight till he came down here. Everything stay open. But I told him, I said, son, it's obvious that you about to have some type of breakdown in your body. The amount of moles that are growing on your neck. You like you got a mushroom garden around your neck.
It's like a zoo on his neck.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I keep telling him, and he got the worst haircut. You know, he got that mohawk, right? So just this week, I told him, I said, you need to go to the doctor because your mohawk has broke loose.
Your mohawk's on the loose, huh?
It's broke loose. Like, it's a mohawk here, and then it's just a whole line came out of nowhere. And the back of his mohawk just doing his own thing. It ain't even connected all the way. You know, mohawk go all the way back. Somehow a line came up and separated the whole fucking mohawk.
I saw him asking in Baltimore for a barber. Is that why?
No, he was really looking for a barbecue joint.
I can't believe you took him on the road with you.
He was really good. Well, it was 1,900 people in Baltimore. And by the way, thank you, Riley, for showing up and showing the fuck out. Thank you, Baltimore, for showing up and showing. They just kept adding tickets in Baltimore. It was great.
So he was he had to drive you then because you couldn't fly, right?
Yeah, I couldn't fly. I can't fly for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So this is my last week that I can't fly. So just, you know, I just had to drive. But it wasn't bad. Those 10 hours coming back wasn't bad. You know, I want to be alive. And don't y'all forget, October 18th, I got my new show coming out, Miss Pat Settles It. Chris, I got to send y'all a clip. When I tell you, it is fucking hilarious.
Please do.
The funniest shit is that I don't remember saying a lot of this shit. So, one of the clips, and I'm not fucking... And make sure y'all catch me on Big City Green on Disney Channel. They just released my animation.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Big City Green?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that on the app?
I don't know what it's on. A fan saw it and sent it to me.
Hmm. I've never heard of that show.
Well, it's supposed to be really good. What I was gonna say?
Oh, you the clip and how funny the show is.
Oh my god! So it was one episode, and I hate to give it away, but it was so funny. So it's two gay guys that coming out, and he said, "Well," I said, "Well, why are you with him?" He said, "I'm with him because he was with me when I came out." I said, "Came out of where?" He said, "The closet." I said, nigga, I thought you got out of jail.
I was there for that one.
I said, I don't remember saying that. It was so fucking funny. Like, the stuff I look back and see that, I said, like that, the dude who had no teeth in his mouth with the transmission. Yeah. I don't remember telling that man. I said, don't you say another fucking word until you get your next Social Security check.
he was one of the guys they always hit on you. Those kind of guys, those older guys always hit on you. And he was trying his best with you. And I forget what your line was to him, but you just leveled him because he yes, Miss Judge, you look good today. And you're like, I wouldn't go out with you if, and I wish I could remember the line. But the funniest thing is there's a gallery of people, and none of those people knew you or knew who you were. And so every day there was a different gallery. So every day you got to watch the audience completely lose their... some of them did, yeah. But a lot of them just were like, what is going on?
It is so funny. It is cutting together so well and so funny. And, you know, I'm proud of it. I am.
You should be. It's really good because it's got all the great elements. It's funny. It's dramatic. It's sweet. It's, you know, like, there's one episode where there were two grown black men crying over their friendship and how much they mean to each other. And I think it was Carmen goes, that was great because you never see that on TV. You don't see men, let alone black men, crying about how much they love their friend anywhere on television. It's always, you know, oh, I've got to be tough and all that. But yes. Like, that's the level that you get to. And it's just funny.
So Crack Babies on the 18th, I need y'all to help me break this motherfucking... I just need great ratings. Please watch it. I'm in L.A. all next week.
Before.
Promoting the show.
Promoting
the show. Garrett, the trash man out there, if you want him to get that shit off the ground. Garrett?
Yeah. Shit you got on the ground there.
Gas station hot dog wrappers.
Yeah. Varsity wrappers everywhere.
So let me tell y'all what happened in Baltimore. So I asked this lady, I said, are you selling pussy? And she said, oh yeah, Miss Pat, of course I'm selling pussy. And this black man stood up. Hold on.
Now let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whether you're dealing with a difficult decision in your career, relationship, or any other area of your life, we all know making a big choice can overwhelm you. You don't have to do it alone. Talking with a therapist can help you move forward with confidence. That's why I'm here to tell you about BetterHelp Online Therapy. Helps you find what you want out of life so you can make the rims and be in charge of your future. To get matched with a therapist, just fill out their online questionnaire. BetterHelp is totally online, so you can meet wherever, whenever is convenient for you. You don't have to feel so overwhelmed all the time. Talk with a licensed therapist to get clarity about the past and hope for what to come. Let therapy be your map. With BetterHelp, visit betterhelp.com/patdown today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. BetterHelp, HELP.com/patdown. BetterHelp.com/patdown. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at www.betterhelp.com/patdown and get on your way to being your best self.
So I said, who's selling pussy in Baltimore? And this lady on the front row, she said, I'm selling pussy. No, I asked her, I said, you selling pussy? The black man said, I'm saying, who's selling pussy? So I said, wait a minute. I said, who you with? He said, I'm with her. I said, you with this white woman? And you gonna disrespect her like this? I said, listen here, Billie Jean. You ain't gotta take this shit from this nigga.
She look like Billie Jean King?
That's just a white woman name. I said, you ain't got to take this shit from this motherfucking nigga now, Billie Jean. I said, because if I ever suck a white dick, I'm going to tell you right now, he going to be in control. I said, hold on. If he in control, I'm a slave.
Oh, no.
When I tell you they were stomping and a hollering and a carrying on, hold on one second. What, Kier? So, what was I saying?
Selling pussy and Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah. So I, after he stood up and I said, Billie Jean, you don't have to take that. And my dumb ass, somebody, if I suck a white dick, I'm going to be in control. I said, but I'd be a slave. When I tell you they lost it, I even lost it. Baltimore and Raleigh was such a fucking good time. I enjoyed myself. I didn't think I was gonna ride out like that for 10 hours, but it was easy. I made Junebug, Kiara started it off, then Junebug jumped in, then Nakia jumped in. I didn't have to drive. I just sat there and made sure I didn't get no blood clots and just kept on. Came on home and did the radio today.
Could you see yourself driving more around, you know?
Hell no, nigga, I can't sit on my Hell no.
I know. I was surprised you're back on radio this morning. Because that just is such a grind getting up that early.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I sign up for it, and that's my job.
Yeah.
So did you watch any of the Falcons game?
Very fucking upset. How the fuck? But you know what? Let me say this to y'all. Y'all know I love my team, my team probably should have lost. Let me tell you why. They way up there in London. The altitude was fucked up. It's hard for them to breathe. And, you know, it just like that sometimes.
Do you think London's Denver?
I don't know. But that far from home will stop anybody from breathing. Right.
They don't have oxygen in London.
Did you watch the Toy Story broadcast or the regular broadcast?
Wait, Toy Story broadcast? What are you talking about?
So it was on ESPN Plus, this Toy Story. Like they animated, I'm serious. They animated the game. So it was the first time so every player had computer chips in their shoulder pads that track their movement in real time. And so you can go look at it. It's all over Twitter.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, but they turned the whole game into Toy Story. So I guess they're trying to get more kids into football. And so they made it look like
a video game. This is crazy.
But it was happening in real time.
All right, hold on. I got it here. It's on NFL's
I didn't hear about that one. No, I did not go look at that one.
So, because that's all kids do is they just watch, you know, look at it. It's identical.
Well, they should have knocked the Toy Story fucking quarterback head off.
It's, you know, all they do is watch video games on Twitch, so can't watch real people play. It's got to be video games. That's really
there were a few glitches, but for the most part, I watched a little bit of it in Toy Story. Huh. It was kind of cool. It was a cool concept, you know.
Did they have different commentators?
I had the sound down. I was just watching.
Okay,
so.
It wasn't John Raffensperger and Tom Hanks.
No. No, it wasn't Buzz and Woody commentating.
Thank God for that, because the Falcon would have had to pay for that shit.
You know
I just don't understand these motherfuckers. You know, you go out here, you get these motherfucking quarterbacks, and niggas scared, and they can't run. Like I said today on the radio, I said, I really think our quarterback is foresighted. He can't see down the field. So they need to give him some special glasses, or his helmet shield need to have a prescription in it. Something, because this motherfucker throwing the ball. I said, these niggas ain't on the same color, and you out here slaying this motherfucker. Here you go, boo. I wanted to kill that quarterback this weekend. He was a piece of fucking shit.
Not just Matt Ryan's fault, though.
Man, my poor Falcon, we can't win for lose. I tell you the fucking truth. And you know, I told the motherfucker, I said, all that money I spent down here, well, I'm going to have to break in one of y'all cars.
No, they don't have anything in their cars. Rich people don't keep things in their cars. Ooh. How about Taylor Swift completely, every single sporting IndyCar, NASCAR, MLB, everybody's digging up as much Taylor Swift content as they can, praying that Swifties will turn on the TV. Like, it's like all of a sudden we forgot about Aaron Rodgers, right to Taylor Swift. That game last night was nothing but Taylor Swift.
You know, they already have conspiracy theories saying she's affecting the outcomes of games because the NFL doesn't want the money train of Taylor Swift to stop because all of her fans start watching football now.
Patrick Mahomes he threw like three interceptions last night. He's just distracted, thinking about Taylor Swift.
What the fuck is he thinking about Taylor Swift for? He already got him a white woman.
Because, well, that she's annoying as hell, and she's hanging out with Taylor, going to dinner with her, and I don't know, the Sophie Taylor and all these different people. She's living the life. She's Taylor's best friend now.
Some Hollywood relationships. They come and they go.
That's why I don't be trying to create them. I talk to real people. My friend, we about to put us a Disney cruise on layaway, and we all going to pay once a month.
We are.
Do you hear about that lady suing Disney?
For her pussy splitting?
Oh.
She go down a water slide. We did it this morning on the rail. She go down a water slide, and I guess the pressure of the water was so fucking thick, strong, it split her pussy. I say her pussy was split when she got there. She got on the water slide to cool the pussy down. And it just finished tearing.
$50,000 for a broke vagina.
It's broke, but it ain't the vagina.
She's 30. That's not good.
$50,000 is nothing.
The woman was injured so badly that her intestines protruded through her abdominal wall.
That's a collapsed pussy. That's a collapsed pussy. And that's what happened to a pussy when you let too much water get up in there. It overflowed like a tub. All somebody had to do was remove her stopper. I ain't be talking about Disney like that. Disney don't break pussy. Disney make pussy smile.
That's the problem. That pussy be too young to be smiling.
What you want, boy? What?
I said, I'm filling your car. Do I have time to run and grab my clothes from the house and get dressed up there?
Yeah, but do not eat no hot dogs.
Hey, we've only got 2 weeks till the party. I can't believe it. Even 2 weeks.
You ought to see my fucking house with all this shit over here. I'm like, ooh, all of these boxes will be gone.
Yeah, I bet you. Are you scrambling at this point?
I had a planner.
Good.
I have not been involved other than I like this, I like that. I don't, I do.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, it's a lot different from last year where you were doing everything.
That dumb bitch. Oh, I think
why do you hate everybody that works with you? Except Jordan.
You calling her Trump? I have the best people. What a loser.
She treats everybody like Michael Cohen.
What a loser.
That was so fun, dumb bitch.
She looked damn well she couldn't handle a party like that. I had to do every fucking thing. I was so stressed out and tired.
Are you talking about last year's party planner or this year's? Okay, all right.
This year's a bomb.
All right, okay. Yeah, because you haven't talked much about it, so I wondered.
We're gonna draw the contestants next week for the winner.
Cool. Well, there's still a ton of people looking to sell their tickets. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, you're one of the strange people, then please go in the Crack Baby group.
I don't think there's
a ton.
Did you pay everybody yet?
Half a dozen.
Huh? Well, wait a minute. Wait. I'll call you back and tell you why. They got a whole something. They got a whole. I'll call you back.
All right. Let's wrap it up so you can make your phone calls.
So what do we learn today? Stay away from windmills and gas stations.
And water slides.
And water slides will break your pussy.
That is just bizarre.
No, but nobody's gonna ever say anything bad to me about Disney, unless Disney killing niggers. I don't agree with y'all.
Well, I hate to break it to you.
That's aggressive.
Disney killing niggers.
Sound of the South.
Well, them boats make me happy. And with that, we're gonna end. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Pat Down with my good friends.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at misspatcomedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.